Now, Mr. Stewart. Now, see, I jumped, okay. I was out of order.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm here to bring forth the council's proposed change order number 4 for the scruff treatment upgrade number 2 contract. That's with Falter Construction. And this change order consists of 3 proposed change orders, which have been recommended by the County Engineering Department, as well as by Stearns and Wheel, the consultant for this work. Regarding the first proposed change order, the contract called for 3 existing effluent pumps to be reused, to be moved and reused, turn sludge pumps. And this included reusing the existing variable speed drives, VFDs, variable frequency drives that control the pumps. And during construction, it was discovered that the existing VFDs would not communicate with the SCADA system due to age and configuration. It's rather complicated. But the result of it was that we needed to provide 3 new VFDs at a cost of $11,404. Regarding the second proposed change order, the contract required the reuse of existing 12-inch gate valves on the new effluent pumps. During construction, it was found that one of these valves is defective and will not completely close. So it's basically unusable, faulty valve, and has to be replaced with a new valve at a cost of $1,245. Regarding the third proposed change order, during construction, an existing slide gate on the headwork structure was found to be leaking, a condition which did not exist before the contract began. The leak is to be repaired using neoprene gasketing at a cost of $7,017. The total cost of these 3 proposed change orders, which comprise change order number 4, is $13,366.46. Based on the original contract amount of $15,201,101 and previous change orders number 1, 2, and 3 in the amount of $43,037.21, this change order number 4 will increase the contract total to $15,257.507. I might point out that the total amount of all of the change orders thus far are less than 0.4% of the original contract amount.
Can't complain.
And the contract's approximately 79% complete.
79.
Questions?
A motion?
That's good. That's reasonable.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the county's consulting engineers, Stearns and Wheeler, and the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 4 for Sussex County contract number 212B, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Treatment Upgrade number 2, with CO Falter Construction, be approved in the amount of $13,366.46, which increases the contract total amount, including previously change orders 1, 2, and 3, from $15,244.138.21 to $15,257.504.67. Contingent upon the approvals of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and the Financial Assistance Branch of Denright.
So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips. The motion.
I have a question.
Okay.
Question.
I thought I heard the motion refer to 15,000 where it should be 15 million. Do we?
I misread it, yes. It should be $15,244,138.21 to $15,257,504.67.
I just want to make sure the right amount got approved. Do you want to include that in your motion?
So moved. Yes. To amend the motion to the state motion. Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips. The amended portion just read by Mr. Stewart. It was million and not thousand.
We just wish it was a thousand.
Yeah. Are we good on that?
The change order. It was a misreading on my part.
Okay. Mind. Any questions?
How much did the change order represent, Mr. Baker?
$13,366.46. Okay. Right? And that's out of the 15 million, it's, what did you say, it's like less than 0.5% or 0.4%?
It's dirt cheap for that side of the project, to say the least.
And we normally would have like 10% to 15% contingencies on this.
Other questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Mr. Davis?
Thank you.
Is this for the public hearing?
No.
No.
I guess we should.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, pardon? Need a pickup truck.
I'll get it. Something there.